violence of the tactics and the diplomacy of misunderstanding, misunderstood world diplomacy. That will trouble us. Avoid them. A Brahmin fails to understand Kshatriya Vaishya, but an ordinary sense and non-read man, an idiot may understand. Idiot may not in the sense of devoid of common sense, but not sharp intelligence, intellectualism, is disqualification. Jnana sunna bhakti, only lobe, liking, affection, love, that is the unique. Attraction, sympathy, all the outcome of the heart. Without brain, animal can live, is it? But heart is necessary everywhere for life. You know? There are the kencho-tencho gulo, ওদের heart আছে।
Heart আছে, brain।
Brain নেই, এমন এমন জানোয়ার আছে। আমি জানোয়ার কোথায় দেখেছিলাম। Without brain, animal can live. But without heart, none can live.
In one sense they are brainless, but still they have got consciousness inside.
Only intuitive knowledge intuitive they follow. No computer to calculate. Brain is a representation of computer.
They are mostly directed by the reflex reaction.
Reflex action, that is intuition. Yeah. Unconsciously, they can work. Intuition. Intuition can go above brain calculation. There are so many birds and beasts that can understand that earthquake is coming, but human calculation so far can't understand the earthquake will come soon, so far. Or any catastrophe like that.
Yes, sir, still scientists they admit. Still they admit the knowledge is intuitive basically. Far from it is coming, they cannot show any reason, and they have already accepted it to be the basis, very basis of their scientific research of all these things. If we don't know, consciousness is the basis.
There are so many things our brain cannot feed, cannot catch. There are so many animals, they can get some clue beforehand. Also in the present current life, they can do. And after long and deep research, man cannot find it. Beyond their reason, what is it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gari Paya Samudra Pasha Namante Vajivanti Sanmukaritana Bhavadi Vata. They hatefully rejecting any attempt in the intellectual life. Namantreva, invite submissing spirit within you. Namantreva, jivanti. And in that way, like to try to live your life. How lived life? Sanmukaritan bhavadiyavata. Lived life in association of the topics about you, about the Lord. Of course, Sanamukharitan, not any topics about the Lord, but it must come from a genuine source. Ji Prayasa, Gyani Prayasam Udavasya Namanti Vajivanti Sanamukharitan Vapadiya Vatan Saragi. Sthanasthita, does not matter what position at present he holds. Sudivadang tunuvang manubhi, but he is attending that expressions of the good association must be of genuine type. Sujivadang tanuvang manubhi, by thought, deed and word, wholesale, with wholehearted tendency, he must try to attain the news given by the agents of the divinity. Vāmano jīvrāsa. Jīvrāsa. Then only with that method, O unconquerable, you are conquered. Only through that process. Sāmiṣṭhita sthudhikataṁ tanuvāṁ mano hi jīvrāsa naki. Jīvrāsa. Ajita, jita, taisti, dakkaṁ. In these three planes of life, you are found to be conquered by them only. In that process, who wholeheartedly attained the teachings of your divine agents, wholeheartedly, by thought, word and deed, then they can conquer you, who is otherwise invincible. This is the path of realization recommended by Bhagavata. Krishna. Gurudacharya Shloka, Adakta Seyo Siddhi Bhakti Mudashyati Vibhu krishyanti ye kevala bodha labdhai tesam asu klesha lai vasishyati nanyat yata sthula tujabhagadina. They are sitting bhakti mudasya. The only way of devotion rejected by whom? Ye krishyanti kevala bodha labdhai. And wants to have clear conception of you, O Lord. Tesamasu kleshalaiva. Their attempts ended only in useless attempt. Energizing. Yes, it is only pain, only the consequence of that endeavor. Nanyatyata sthula tushabhagat. Just as those that labor much to get out rice from the husk. No paddy on the husk, the cover, and they are trying their best to press that husk to take out rice from there. Gyan is avaran, is the heart, cover. It is outer aspect. This energy and knowledge, outer aspect. The substance, the rice is devotion, is love. That is tasteful thing within. Jnana-karma-jnana-vitam. Other things are mere covers, but things within the cover is the tasteful. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Sundaram is the reality. Anandam is the reality. And all else is outer cover. So if we mix too much with the cover, we cannot get the substance within. Then our life is disappointment, means disappointment, argument. Arakshagi nashkarma mappuchyuta bhava burchitam nashubhati jnanamalam niranjanam kutap Sasadavadramishari Nojatvitam Karma Jadat Pagaranam Nashkarma Makpachyuta Bhava Gurjitam. Those that are suffering from hard labor, they want to get rest naturally. To live the life, they have to depend on labor. And that is thought as the useless and the undesirable. But labor and to live. If I have to live, then I must labor. That is a dishonorable life. So, generally, people's aspiration is how to live a life without labor. Nashkarmam, They are in search of Noishkarma, a rest, peaceful life of rest, without, not this, without, not the servant of labor. Noishkarma appuchodhavachyotchutuhavavachyotama noosholokhati. If they possibly can get it to certain extent, without the connection of Uchyuta, that is not estimated as a good gain, again a successful life. Mere retirement in renunciation, that is also considered not to be fulfillment in anyone's life. Nusubhati jnanamalam niranjana. Though in that stage no contamination of death and birth and the disease and the infirmity.
Still,
still that cannot be considered to be a very fine life. Kutapuna sasya dhavadramishari najat pitam karma jalat pakaranam. Then what to speak about this karma? Karma, work, labor, which is not done for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is already, labor already holds a condemnable position, insulting position. Even that higher position of rest, perfect rest, that is not considered to be a happy position. What to speak of this laborious life? Which can give fulfillment to both this labor and the rest, that is Krishna, the harmonizing principle of both. If you do for Krishna, serve Krishna, the labor also converted into gold, not no longer iron. And the rest, that is renunciation, that is also in the relativity of devotion, divine service, that has called otherwise not. This is the speciality of the Bhagavad teaching. Always trying to put the conception of divine law, sentiment, feeling, above our intellectualism and mastery over energy. The master of power and the master of knowledge, if divide up the master of love, they have got no value. On the other hand, divide up these two, if it is possible to enter into the area of love, his life is successful. His movement is no longer considered as labor. And the sambandha gyan, his knowledge about the paraphernalia, who is who, that is not within the jurisdiction of any knowledge that we can get by research. conducting research into the scientific research into the nature. I do not like that. It is fulfilled in itself. And Devarshi Narad came to Vedavyasa to recommend that you must introduce this very clearly in your present book. You have dealt previously with different aspects of knowledge and work, but it is not so clear. And now very clearly and definitely you will have to describe, independent of all them, the success of life is there in the full form, without the help of knowledge as well as energy. Our reinstating is possible. Reinstating ourselves to our lost wealth, that is possible independent of this sort of search. Only break the seed, Vidyati Hridayagranti. Break the seed of the pot of the ego, and then the natural flow will come from the hand, recognize and help its own thing automatically. Such arrangement is there. So if to come home, you will have not to take the guidance of any director, or you won't feel any tedious labor in journey. And you will be carried by your natural affection. Independent of the external guidance. It can know his own soil. The plane can understand its own soil, the natural gift of attraction. Not scientific search is necessary for that. The automatic attraction that will bring you there, home. Vidyati Hridayagranti Siddhanti Satpuram Sayaradhar. Rather, you will be able to put a stop to your intellectualism, intellectual ambition and aspiration. It is unnecessary. It is wild goose chasing. It will never help to reach me in my goal. You will reject that. Siddhanti sattva samshaya. There will be no room of any suspicion at all. The natural selection, infallible, natural home selection, it is there. Try to find out that natural thing, not acquired. Not as the result of any long program, fulfilling, fighting, war, all these things. Quite natural. Only the artificialism in you, that is to be removed. that is to be value for all. Vidyati hidaya granthi siddhanti sarva samsaya kiyanti chasya paramani. And the reaction, so long you acquired in your false journey, that will evaporate out of itself. No problem. No problem. It is such. So karma, there is no reaction and no necessity of finding in a new discovery or invention, all these things, progressive knowledge, civilization, all redundant. Home selection is such. Child can know his mother, its mother. A calf also. There are so many cows, calf. They run to their own mother, something like centaur, something natural guidance. Anyhow, I look at you. Not much trouble, no much investigation, no experiment, no suspicion, no clearance of that. Automatic, natural, happy, spontaneous life. Flow, movement. The interest is love. Love is such, independent of anything it can still remain. Love, affection. The innermost substance in the existence is such. Deep dive into reality, he says. Dive deep into reality. And you find your home there. You are a soil, you are a child of that soil. Quite comfortable. That is Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu. And that is not a very meager and abstract, hazy thing. But that is the most intense and the real reality is that. Mahaprabhu showed in his character how much intensely he sought Krishna and how intensely he engaged himself deeply in that lila of Krishna, ignoring so many facts concrete in the outside world, forgetting everything, despising everything which is so important to us, so many functions, so many duty considerations, all the neglected, and how deeply, intensely he engaged himself in Krishna lila. Diving deep in peak, captured his whole heart so intensely that externally he was found helpless, jumping into the ocean, crossing the wall, coming to the Jagannath temple unknowingly. What sort of deep attraction for that reality, Jagannath. We see the Vigraha, the wooden form of Jagannath, but how he could see tears running down incessantly, filling up so many pits, small pits, one after another pits are being filled by the tears. What does he see? What is the depth of his vision? He is saying that wooden figure of Jagannath, what we do, what he is seeing. how he's feeling, what intent. Dhanishasana. So, this is all light to him. Our day world was really night to him. And what is night to us, that was a very clear day to him. He was fully awake there. He showed by his example what gratefulness of this apparent interesting world and what we think imagination, superstition, deeply diving there. He showed by his own characteristic and nature, own example, own practices, how sweet, how capturing the life of a devotee in the internal world of reality. Gaur-hul-bol. Mahaprabhu. His eye goes. Mahaprabhu. Vidyati hridaya granthi chiddanti sarva samsaya kriyanti chasya karmani tasmin drishti palavari almayi drishti akhidatmani. When he finds me everywhere, solution finished, he is there. But my duty will be there. The director, the all dispensing officer is there. He can make or mark everything. He is there. So what? I shall feel my duty towards all ties dissolved. No duty. But still they find some inclination in discharging the duty of him, to help him. To help him, he is such. And that is our own reward. Not that he wants it. Without my help in discharging duty of service towards him, he will be undone, or he will be imperfect. Not that. My fulfillment is there, and no want of accommodation, no bankruptcy there. He can give us engagement, any number of engagement. We can get there. For our interest, he is all right. Without my help, he can go, he can do. It is not for that purpose. But for my fulfillment, I want that connection of infinite. I am not, my service won't add something to that, my service. But I will be happy in the highest sense. He is there, everywhere is he. So my responsibility to do the good, to the work. But still they come at his inspiration, his guidance comes to the world, say about me. Try to recruit them for their fulfillment of life, not for my necessity. My necessity is that time they are suffering. or dukkha dukkhi. There is such a conception of life that one has got no pain of his own, but still he has got some pain for others. That is also within him, but not concerning his own self, but concerning the pain of the outside. Such pain is also exists. Das Goswami says about Sanatana Goswami, Para dukkha dukkhi. You Sanatana, you Gurudev came to help me. Because you could not tolerate my pain in your heart. So you came to deliver me from my difficulty. But you have no pain for yourself. You are perfectly in the safest position. What is that safest position? Not to care anything for him but Krishna. That is the highest position showed by the gopis. If necessary, I can contract eternal hell for my whole life for the satisfaction of Krishna. The most desperate position, self-forgetfulness for Krishna. No pain or pleasure for them. Still, they are found that are in severe pain in separation of Krishna. Achinta Hidavid. Not for his own account, but for Krishna's concept. That knowledge, that position, that friendly connection with Krishna, that is intolerable to them. That is intolerable. Vipralambha, viraha, milan. But the characteristic is this, peculiar, that pain that is external, but internally they feel great pleasure, satisfaction. Here just as in the opposite world of exploitation, apparently robbing things, we find satisfaction, superficial. But there is underground some suspicions that the result won't be very good. The reaction will come to attack me, underground. Superficially we may feel America conquered Japan or the world by atom bomb. Superficially, he enjoyed the pleasure of defeating the world. But that is apparent. Internally, the apprehension is there. Reaction may come. Or such a disastrous action, it is self-condemned. It is not human. Such similarly, our victory on the surface, that cannot eliminate the apprehension within for the reaction. It cannot be satisfied. In demonic stage, it can absorb to a certain extent for ignorance. but pain is there. As much as sensibility, the doing heinous action to another, the pain is with there. But there, in the Krishna conception, just the opposite. Bahire visarjala hai, bhitare anandamay, Krishna premer adbhuta charite. Here also in the world we find so many persons gave their life for helping others. But they spent all their energy and the money for the good of the others. So many examples. And they are outwardly leading a poor life, but internally at mind they are happy. Externally leading poor life, but internally happy. So also, in Krishna conception, that are wholly given to Krishna. Externally they may be same to feel pain of separation of Krishna. And so many other things. But internally, they are in touch with absolute joy. They have done right things. Quality is of the highest degree. The joy, quality in the joy is of the highest type. Everything for Krishna. Reality is for itself, I am for himself. I am in the finest harmony. No hitch, no possibility of any hitch, of a dislocated nothing. Smoothly going on, the pain, no pleasure, no pain, but something natural, peace. Found in them. Sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest things. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. What is pain and what is pleasure? And that is to be understood. External pain by which we are captured, but that is not real pain. Internal pain, plenary pain is real pain. So plenary, the fundamental pleasure is real pleasure, which is very eager in its turn to carry pleasure to you. But you do not care for them. Krishna bhakti stai hira yadi shat daivirana palati dibba kishura mukti mukti shayam mukulitan yadi shivati smam dharmatta kama gataya samaya pratiksha. Vidya Mangal Thakur, he senses this for bhakti. Devotion, you are of such a magnanimous nature. If anyhow we can have your favor, least favor, then mukti, the salvation, that will